What's your purpose? Your why? Because at PNC Private Bank, we want to help you achieve it. We'll take care of the how, so just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, November 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. When you think of AARP, you might think of your parents or your grandparents getting discounts on things like eyeglasses or medication. But there's a growing legion of AARP members who are far from retirement, in their 30s, even in their 20s.
Many of the people I spoke to were pretty shocked to find out that this was a legitimate offer. Some of them had heard about this on social media, and then they said, oh, you know, this sounds like a scam. Let me go check this out on the AARP website. Lo and behold, the website says, yes, you can join.
So why are younger people flocking to an organization geared toward retirees and senior citizens? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger spoke to some of them, and she'll join us to talk about it after the break.
Think for a moment about your purpose, your why. It could be the thing that drives you or the people who inspire you, the mark you wish to leave or the legacy you've already built. At PNC Private Bank, we can help you work towards achieving that purpose for yourself and your loved ones every step of the way. We'll take care of the how. So just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
AARP says it has 38 million members, but at least some of them aren't retired or even close to retirement age. Thousands of people in their 20s and 30s have discovered they too can reap the financial benefits of joining AARP, just like their parents and grandparents. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger joins us with more. Hey, Veronica, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So, Veronica, did I hear this right? People in their 20s and 30s are signing up for AARP? These people aren't retired, right?
That's right. You did read that right. Yes, you can sign up for AARP when you are in your 20s and 30s. You can even sign up as young as 13 when you join online. So it's some people who are very far from being retired looking for some of the deals and discounts AARP offers.
So what's the allure here for younger people and for retirees for that matter? What benefits does AARP provide?
AARP offers a lot of different discounts, everything from discounts on meals to airline tickets to rental cars, insurance. There's a variety of discounts available for people. And so that's why people young and old really appreciate being able to pay about $12 annually with automatic renewal and get hundreds of dollars potentially in savings. It's exciting to a lot of folks, especially younger folks who have seen their parents live through job losses or live through housing downturns or economic downturns overall, see their portfolio take big hits in past market pullbacks. All that has ingrained in some younger folks a real desire to be conservative with money and to save and to get deals whenever possible. Another big factor in this, of course, is inflation. You know, you go to the grocery store and you see your grocery bill, you know, up $100, $200. And as you start looking around saying, you know, where else can I get discounts? How else can I save? Because things like food are getting really expensive, but I still want to have those great experiences. I still want to go out to dinner and have fun and travel. But how can I do it and how can I do it cheaper? Another factor in this is the FIRE movement, which is Financial Independence Retire Early movement. A lot of younger people are also part of that. You know, try to find a way to be cool about savings, you know, not pay full freight for goods and services with the goal of eventually retiring early. So this desire for discounts is right in line with the FIRE movement's overall mission.
But in addition to AARP content on TikTok, younger people who've discovered this benefit have also posted on TikTok. One of those you spoke with is Zach Abel. Here's a snippet from his TikTok post.
What's something really important that you should have been taught in school, but you weren't?
I wish they taught me that you don't have to be over 50 to join AARP.
Say what?
I know. I would have saved so much money.
And so, Veronica, after he posted this on TikTok, AARP says about 150,000 new members signed up. So when younger people go out and use their AARP card, what's the reaction?
Many of the people I spoke to were pretty shocked to find out that this was a legitimate offer. Some of them had heard about this on social media, and then they said, oh, you know, this sounds like a scam. Let me go check this out on the AARP website. Lo and behold, the website says, yes, you can join. As long as you're 13 or older online, you can join and become a member. Often the reaction from wait staff is, you know, sort of shock and confusion. You know, friends and family may be amazed or embarrassed that their young friend is pulling out an AARP card, something that's typically associated with retired people. You know, one woman I spoke to said, you know, she had to have a little debate with a server at a restaurant, you know, when she presented her AARP card and asked for a 10% discount. The server at first was like, hey, you know, is this legitimate? I don't necessarily believe this is your card and not your parents' card. And she said, hey, actually it is. And you need to honor my discount. And lo and behold, she got her 10% off. So there's some pushback sometimes. But, you know, the people I spoke to said, you really need to be, you know, to be bold. You know, pull out that card, be ready for the pushback, be ready for the shock, and don't be afraid because, you know, at the end of the day, if you're looking to save money in a time of high inflation, you have to be able to show it and talk about it and get ready for that double take.
So why is AARP trying to bring on younger people? Are they actually targeting a younger age group?
You know, they say they're not actively targeting them, but what's interesting is if you go on TikTok, they have a whole TikTok presence on AARP. And so you can see that, you know, if you're on that platform, it would seem that you are trying to reach that younger population somehow. And many people I spoke to for the story who are in their 20s and 30s reported getting targeted emails to them saying, sign up for AARP. So the organization says they're not doing so actively. However, a lot of people I speak to say, yeah, actually, I feel like I am being targeted. They're welcoming the people in with the realization that younger people, if you're younger than 50, you can surely sign up for the membership, but you're not going to get the full member experience. There's some deals and discounts that you won't qualify for. There's some services AARP provides or supports that you're not going to get if you're younger than 50. And so understand it's not the entire full experience that somebody 50 or older would get. However, you are still getting many of the same benefits. And that's how they make that differentiation.
And why are younger people flocking to AARP in particular? You know, there are lots of ways to score discounts and savings these days, right?
For sure. And a lot of people are trying to find whatever discount and deal they can. They're casting a wide net, looking high and low for how can I save a few bucks here and a few bucks there. Also, social media always plays such a big role, especially for young folks. So if you're hearing more about AARP on TikTok or you're reading your travel blogs because you want to travel again, and the travel bloggers are talking about this as a strategy to save, some of that is going to resonate and really take hold and get motivate younger people to sign up.
You know, Veronica, people oftentimes say, wouldn't it be nice to retire at 40? Well, maybe this is the next best thing.
Maybe.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from The Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of The Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker of The Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.